The University of Development Studies, UDS, is celebrating its 20th anniversary in all four campuses in the north. Several activities have been lined up to celebrate its successes. They include lectures, medical screening, and outreach programs. The Assistant Registrar of the University, Michael Ansa, tells Radio Ghana more about the university at 20. He spoke with George Ankra.
20 years of higher education is not a mean achievement. And so, to come this far, we are happy, and we are happy also because of the kind of activities, programs, services that we have rendered during this 20 years of existence.
Which activities are you proud of that you are mentioning? What kind of services? Can you tell us?
The University for Development Studies has the mandate of training its students with academic knowledge and community knowledge. In other words, we tend to marry academic theoretical knowledge with that of indigenous knowledge. So students, after first semester, they have a program known as the third trimester field practical program, where they move into the deprived areas, live with the people, identify developmental challenges, goals, opportunities, and together design ways of addressing those challenges. And we believe that higher education should move beyond the classroom to deal with developmental issues.
That is exactly what Ghana should be doing by now. We've not been doing that, is why we are where we are today. But let me go again to you. This third time student field practical placement thing you are talking about, I believe you have funding problem. Have you been able to solve that funding problem to enable your students get over that burden of financial?
No, we haven't been able to actually have it smooth running. It is so costly to run the third trimester program, which is a unique program of the UDS. It's costly because we have to transport students to the field, we have to provide them with field materials, and we have to go there to assess them. So all these challenges actually put us still at a slow rate of.
The president of the alumni and a lecturer of the UDS, Felix Apagale, touched on programs which make UDS unique and different from other universities in the country.
The third trimester is a very unique aspect of it, that it gives the student who has been trained a full feel of whatever is being taught in the
class. How different is that from entrepreneurship development?
It's different because we have our students who come out together from various programs like health, medicine. You see the medical student together with the social science student, physical science student, and a Greek student, all being present in a particular community, trying to look at the development needs and challenges of that community holistically. Because when you go to a community, there are varied problems, and it is not only tackling it at a go by looking at it that this is just a health problem that you have it solved. Sometimes it goes beyond just the health. It could also have a social implication. The health problem could have been as a result of maybe lack of good food, which is an agricultural problem. So you see that development per se is actually a whole thing, and we introduce our students to this kind of training.
What has been the benefit? When they complete school, you are 20 years now.
Yes.
Do they live in the community to work in the community?
Yes, the students actually live in the community for a period of 8 weeks for 3 consecutive years. They go 8 weeks first year, 8 weeks second, and 8 weeks third year.
After completion, do they leave there to work?
No. The training at that point, what it gives them is that it allows them the chance to be able to take up appointments in such related communities.
You heard the president of the alumni of the UDS, Felix Apagale, talking to George Ankra on the status of the UDS at 20 years.